The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. It's such a beautiful reading, this gospel that's offered for our meditation today, the scene of Christ crucified, but then how he instructs his followers even from the cross to kind of lay the foundation for what would be the early church and the church then down through the ages. It's interesting that in the Gospel of John, we don't hear often that name, John. In fact, we hear more often the beloved disciple. I think for that, for two reasons at least. One is that John, as he is the author of the scripture that we're reading, certainly doesn't want to put himself in the limelight. He doesn't want to make himself the center of attention in any way whatsoever. The other, though, is that because he is known as the beloved disciple, we, as Jesus's beloved disciples, get to enter the scenes that we encounter here in the scriptures. We get to find ourselves in those accounts. And so it means a lot for us today as we celebrate this particular feast day, precisely because of what Jesus has said here to his beloved disciple. So here we find Jesus saying, "Woman, behold your son." Mary is known as the mother of the church, the mother of all who have been reborn, regenerated in the waters of baptism by faith in her son. We are her children. And here he says to the beloved disciple, "Behold your mother." John had a mother, but now from the cross he finds that Mary is his mother. Perhaps even in the fuller sense than he would look to his own mother. John's a young man as well. When this happens, he might be in his late teens or early 20s. So mother's probably still around. But here, precisely because his life is given to Christ, precisely because he is pursuing Jesus and his way of salvation with everything he has, his mother is Mary. Mary, who gave life to Christ, now gives life to his apostles. The passage closes, and I think it's important for us as well, just how the passage closes. From that hour, the disciple took her into his home. Another translation has, from that hour, he made room for her in his home. The action is on John's part. The action is on the disciples' part. And so the action is on us. We know, I pray you know, Mary's undying love for each and every one of us. But have we made room for her in our home, in our day-to-day living, in the places where we find ourselves? Have we made room for her? Have we taken her into our home? Mary, briefly, I'd like to focus on, because sometimes we get that, some folks outside of the church are not comfortable with our love for Mary, and we have no reason to be uncomfortable in our love and devotion for Mary. We run no risk of loving Mary more than Jesus did. So we can love Mary with our whole hearts. And the more our heart for Mary is inflamed, the more love we will have for Jesus. It's the way it works. But Mary also gives us, I think, two of the best sayings of discipleship that we can kind of take to ourselves and meditate on today. The first is when we see her at the Annunciation. What's her response to the message of the angel that she is to conceive by the Holy Spirit? Let it be done to me. Yes, let it be done to me according to your word. And there's excitement in those words. It's not a reluctant, yeah, right? Okay. No, it's not. There's an exuberance about it. Yes, let it be done to me according to your word. Let it be done to me. Right? This wholehearted submission to the plan of God. Her full devotion, her full love given to God and to his only begotten Son. The second phrase, at least that's on my mind today, because it was the motto of the high school that we stayed in this past week, is quodcumque dixerit vobis facite. Okay? You guys know what that means, right? Yeah. No, Jeff, you got it. You got it. Yeah, no, it's a simple one. Everything sounds better in Latin, I think. Right? Okay, we'll argue that some other time. Yeah. Whatsoever he tells you, do it. Do, right? Facite, do. Do whatever he tells you. And we encounter that phrase at the Feast of Cana, where Jesus turns water into wine. But in preparation for that miracle, Mary tells the servants to do whatever he tells you. Well, those are the words that echo down through the centuries to people who would be disciples of Christ. Because in the end, that is all that matters. We want to listen attentively to Christ. And whatever he tells us to do, we should do. That is the whole life of faith. That is all of Christian spirituality. It's the whole thing. It's the whole of our life. Do whatever he tells you. Today we make a concerted effort with Mary to have hearts to hear what it is God wants us to hear. We entrust ourselves to the good and loving God who comes to save us, who comes to make us whole, who comes to give our lives meaning and purpose, who comes to give us fulfillment, peace, joy, everything that our hearts most truly desire. We give thanks to that good and gracious God. And as we turn over our hearts and our lives, we take to heart what Mary said to those servants. Do whatever he tells you.